Jaquavius Gordon is 15 years old and playing a conversation game with his speech therapist at the Navison Autism Center in Macon. Today's topic, picked by Jaquavius himself, is dessert. They throw the ball back and forth as they ask each other questions.
Is vanilla ice cream, chocolate, and cookie.
That sounds delicious.
Yes, I know.
His mother, Tracy Gordon, became worried when Jaquavius was two and still couldn't speak.
He was making noise and we could never get him to say anything. I couldn't leave out the house or anything without him.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite dessert?
The wait time for getting an autism diagnosis in Georgia is often upwards of 6 months, and sometimes as long as 14 months for young kids and teenagers. Catherine Rice, director of the Autism Center at Emory University, says there's a lack of child psychologists and a lack of confidence in diagnosis.
People can provide that diagnosis, but typically need additional training to feel that that is an appropriate area for them to be practicing in.
That lack of confidence comes from not having much hands-on experience in recognizing autism in kids. Child specialists are schooled on the written criteria of autism, but autism is nuanced and requires a detailed, often complicated behavioral assessment. Others are hesitant to take that extra training due to time and cost. For one professional, it can cost several $1,000s.
To be honest, sometimes it doesn't make economic sense.
Tracy Gordon had to wait 6 months to get a diagnosis for her son. During that time, she says she worried constantly.
I was scared. I didn't know what to do. When you don't know what your child want, or they can't tell you what they want, it was very hard.
Hey, JQ.
Hi.
The Georgia Jessie? Department of Public Health started funding a training program in 2015, specifically in autism. It focuses on doing hands-on case studies with actual kids, comparing typical child development versus atypical child development behaviors. So far, they have trained 54 psychologists. Dr. Avital Cohen was one of those doctors.
It was more hands-on. Instead of watching, we actually got to do it with other people watching us and providing feedback on how we were dealing with it.
State law requires most health insurance companies to cover autism therapies for children up to age 6, and starting next year, up to age 20. And Medicaid is now required to provide autism coverage to young people up to age 21. Dr. Elizabeth Young of the Navison Autism Center in Macon says more families than ever are lining up to get a formal diagnosis because of an increased awareness of the spectrum of autism.
There was kind of a major outcry from parents in the community looking for services here, specifically to address autism.
7-year-old Aiden West just got out of therapy at the Navison Center and rushes to tell his mom, Katina West, about his day.
I played 4 games.
4 games? Okay, and what was the games?
Aiden was born prematurely, so Dr. Young knew he was at a higher risk for having autism.
And the second game was secret dice.
Okay.
Then
he was diagnosed at 8 months without Katina having to undergo the painful process of waiting on the list.
I wasn't afraid. Now I know that I have to step up my game in whatever it is, whether he was going to be paralyzed, brain damaged. I mean, just all, I was for it. I was all for it.
And the second game was secret dice.
Okay.
Katina affectionately calls Aiden her miracle baby.
The fourth game is the last one. Pancake pie love.
For GPB, this is Sophie Peel in Macon.